Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. Today's going to be a little bit different. It's a Christmas special. We'll be playing a few Christmas songs, but we'll also be talking to a few of the people that have been part of Community Connections over the last 12 months. Some of them have been with me for a few years. Others have been only with me the last year or so. But anyway, we're going to be talking to them. We're going to have a great time today. But as I say, before these shows, I acknowledge that while I love Christmas, not every person finds Christmas a good time. Christmas can be a very sad and lonely time if you've lost somebody during the year, whether it be a child or a partner, whether it be through a divorce, or maybe the family estranged and you're not talking to people, whatever it might be. Look, whatever it is, we're here. I understand that, but we're here to have a bit of fun today. But and if you'd like to give us a ring and give us a request, I'll be only too happy to play it for you. But also, of course, we'll be here tomorrow, well, the station will be. And also, Holy Fools are running a free lunch tomorrow on Christmas Day for anybody who's going to be sad and lonely. So if you're going to be in that boat, I'll give you that phone number fairly soon. And if not, have a look up on the website of the local council, or ring the Salvos. I'm not sure they've got one here, but they'll know where they are. So don't be sad and lonely tomorrow. But let's get started with Community Connections.
Hi, this is David Oaten. On behalf of my good mate Alan Collier and myself, we'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Stay tuned to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Responding to Donoghue Road in Warburton, report there of two patients. One patient's fallen from a pushbike into a tree, believed to be unconscious. Second patient there with head injuries.
Requesting a helicopter at this location for an unconscious male cyclist.
If you're not a member, an ambulance call-out could cost you thousands of dollars. Australia-wide cover is just $110 a year for families or $55 for singles. Call 1-800-64-8484 now. What are you waiting for?
Good buddy, it's from the ambulance, okay? Come off your bike, mate.
Merry Christmas from Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Oh,
Mariah Carey and All I Want for Christmas. And you've probably heard that Kylie Minogue has got a new song out there this year, which is actually a Christmas song, which is actually beaten that. Get your tongue together. And I'll be playing that in the next hour. But today we're going to be talking to people that have been a part of Community Connections during the year, just so we can talk to them about Christmas and a few things. But the first one I want to introduce is Victor Burton. Now, Victor Burton would be one of the most positive men I've ever struck. I know they've written, major newspapers have written stories about what a positive man he is, and he's known for being positive, not only in Victoria, but in other parts of the world. So, first of all, Merry Christmas, Victor, and welcome.
Oh, Alan, All I Want for Christmas is Alan's radio program.
Oh, you're very kind. Now, Victor, as I said, one of the reasons why I want to talk to people is the fact that we want to give them the opportunity to talk to the audience and wish them Christmas. But in your case, before we do that, I really need to talk to you about a couple of other things, because I always, coming in towards Christmas, everybody knows I love Christmas. I've never grown up as far as that. I'm just like a big kid. But I always get a few phone calls from people saying, look, my partner's died, I've lost a child, our family's shattered, I'm going to be by myself on Christmas Day. And there are a lot of lonely people. There are a lot of free lunches out there, which we'll talk to about after Victor's had to leave us. But Victor, and then, of course, with that tragedy that happened in Bondi last week, there are some very sad people around at the moment. You being a positive man, what would you say to those sorts of people who are really struggling because it is Christmas time?
Well, for those of us who are optimistic and, yep, you know, in good spirits and the like, I think the most important thing we can do is to reach out to people. So I was walking along High Street, Armidale in Melbourne this morning, just finishing off my shopping, and I said Merry Christmas to everyone I passed. And not everyone responded, but most people did, and it was something cheerful. Or, you know, one of the stores I went into, the shop owner said, oh, can you just stay here all day? We like that spirit. So I think for those of us like you and me, Alan, yep, our job is to smile at everyone. You know, if you're on the street and passing people, say Merry Christmas. And if we can think of people, like, you know, this week I've done exactly what the Prime Minister told us to do. And, you know, that is, you know, make a call to your Jewish friends. And, you know, if they're not ready for coffee or whatever, you know, just listen. And so, you know, I probably made 30 of those calls in the last week.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, whether it's the next door neighbour, you know, who you know is a little bit lonely, or the relative who might be a bit sick, I think it's our job to reach out to them. And for those people who are feeling bad, or, you know, who are sick, or the like, or, you know, my friend Katie Allen died yesterday, you know, and her family is in grief. And my son went to school with one of her sons, so they've been, you know, chatting to each other on the text. You know, for those people, you know, you've got to think and just think about what are the good things, you know, what are the good things in my life, what can I look forward to? You know, bad stuff happens,
yep,
but the test of a man or woman, as Viktor Frankl said in Man's Search for Meaning after he had survived the Holocaust, we've just got to do our best in whatever circumstances we're in. And it's okay, you know, to feel a bit miserable, or to think, oh, my God, I've got to go and, you know, have dinner with those relatives that I can't stand, or, you know, that auntie who always drives me nuts. But I think that the trick for us all is smile, grit our teeth, and like you, Alan, just be like our 10-year-old self and just let Christmas bloom for us.
Victor, part of optimism and would it be that if you are lonely today and tomorrow, that you look back on, because everybody has a few highlights during the year, don't they? Not everybody every day is depressive. So I guess part of it would be to look back and say, well, yeah, that was good, or that was good. Would that work?
Yeah, just try it. Can I confess something to you, Alan?
Yep.
I'm a big fan of artificial intelligence. And I have programmed my ChatGPT to remind me at 8:30 every night to write down the three best things. And it now looks at my diary and it looks at what I did and it says, were these the three best things, Victor? And so I experimented for the first time last night with my AI gratitude diary. And then this morning, because, you know, I always say, you keep a gratitude journal, okay to write it down at the end of the night. But the trick is the next morning. So it's programmed at 6 a.m. to say, Victor, meditate on yesterday's gratitude journal. So I have automated the task, Alan. So the three best things. But also a really good trick, and, you know, I did it in every shop I went to today. You know, they would say, oh, you know, how are you? And I'd say, oh, look, thanks. Thanks for asking. I'm well. Tell me the best thing in your day. And I'd sort of think and, you know, and then it brings something positive. So don't just leave it to the end of the day. So I'll say to you, Alan, I mean, other than playing All I Want for Christmas Is You and me opening up and saying, All I Want for Christmas Is Your Show, Alan, what's been the best thing in your day?
Oh, I guess getting up here and putting the show together and knowing I'm going to be talking to you and some really nice people.
Yeah, what a joy.
Yep.
Yeah, what joy you bring people, Alan, and I just... I think we revel in that, you know, the music, your conversation, your questions, you know, it's appreciative inquiry. You, in your program, you get the best out of your speakers and guests and, you know, what a blessing you are to us, Alan.
Oh, thanks very much. But I also remember because I was walking past a shop down in Bay Street on last Friday, and I know you frequent it from time to time, and there were people outside everywhere having coffees and all that. I remember you saying to me that when you go in to the barista, you always ask her what is the best thing that's happened so far, and I remember that.
Well, I picked my son up from the airport this morning. He'd come back from interstate, and I said, do you want to have some breakfast? And we went to Hurricane Handsome. We actually had breakfast there this morning, and I went and shook hands with the chef and told him what a great job he was doing and thanked the ladies at the register and thanked the two baristas and wished them all Merry Christmas. And, yeah, it's a wonderful thing to be able to do. So all of you listeners who haven't had that last cup of coffee at your favourite cafe, make sure you get in there and thank that barista.
Yeah, that's a good point. Let me just ask you, without delving into your private life, what does Christmas Day look like at Victor Purton? Are you at home? Are you out? Are you with a family or what?
Private life? You're allowed to delve into that. We actually do the Christmas Eve thing. Is our great tradition. So my mum was Latvian. My father, Lithuanian. Now, of course, that generation are all dead, so I'm now the older generation.
Yep.
And so my cousins and I and their children, and one of them's now got a grandchild, we get together and, for instance, I've cooked Latvian red fish and rissole and... so we do a whole lot of those dishes. And then for the Anglos, of course, who don't eat herring, we have that as well. So we have a big Christmas Eve-y thing tonight. And then tomorrow it'll be mass in the morning and then the more Anglo, you know, with my former wife and our children, we do the seafood, very Australian seafood and turkey and good wine and good spirits and exchange presents. So we used to, when my mum was alive, we'd exchange presents on Christmas Eve, but nowadays we do it on Christmas Day. What about you, Alan? How do you spend Christmas Day?
Well, normally we have a family lunch with my sister-in-law and her family, and then we go to my daughter's and we have a big one with my side of the family, with my sister and brother-in-law and that. But for reasons that we couldn't get together tomorrow, we had that about 2 weeks ago, the major one for lunch. But I think my kids are all coming for brunch and then they'll go and do their thing in the afternoon and we'll all wind up at my daughter's place and with my side of the family, with, you know, my sister and brother-in-law and one of their children and that. So, yeah, no, we have a great day too. But
And I've noticed, Alan, have you noticed that this year, lots more people are saying Happy Christmas and Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, instead of that awful, you know, festive greetings or seasons greetings or the like. And I think Christmas is making a big recovery.
I would agree with that. I was thinking that only the other night. Look, Victor, it's been a real pleasure to have you part of the show during the year. We want you back again next year two or three times because, you just spread good cheer. You really do. And I mean, I'm not kidding when I say this, you would be the most positive man that I've ever met. And I know that that's a fact because I've read stories where papers have done stories on you being so positive.
Very generous. Even the Financial Review, you know, the bleak newspaper of economics.
It takes a lot to get yourself in there.
A piece on the benefits of optimism.
Yeah. Well, there are, though, aren't there?
Astronomically. Anyone who's looking to 2026, you're welcome to join. I'm going to do a few things. So if they just Google me. But one of the ones I really love, I went to a really interesting thing last week. A friend of mine, Tanya Levi, who's Jewish, but she ran a summer solstice event, and she did a marvelous meditation called Loving Kindness. And all you have to do, takes about 5 minutes, and if people just firstly think of their close family, just close your eyes. Like we can even do it now as we're sitting on the radio. If everyone just closes their eyes and thinks about their beautiful family and just send them a thought, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be loved. And if they then conjure up their friends and again send that blessing, and then to a stranger, you know, someone you normally see at the bus stop or the like, and send them that, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be loved. And then the second toughest one is think of someone you don't like.
Yeah.
Someone who's wronged you.
I knew you were going to go there.
Send them that thought. And then the last one, Alan, is think of yourself in the mirror. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be loved. And that is a great way to lead into Christmas and to lead into the new year.
Victor, it's a great note to finish on. Thank you for your time during the year, and I certainly look forward, and I wish you and all your family a Merry Christmas and a very safe and happy New Year, and I look forward to talking to you in the new year.
And may 2026 be your best year ever, Alan.
For us all, not just for me, but for you and everybody.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks so much for having me on your program. It's been wonderful to come into your studio too. I just, you know, love coming out there, just the whole vibe you've got there. So blessings to you and everyone on the radio station as well.
Thanks. And I will expect you out here next year. I knew it wasn't possible today, but next time we'll have you out here again.
Oh, well, last time I combined it as well with a visit to the Yarra Valley recycling plant.
And I've got a Christmas coat on and all, bright red Christmas coat on, which is on Facebook at the moment.
Oh, just so evocative. Beautiful.
Thanks, Victor.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks,
Merry
mate.
Christmas.
Yes, same to you. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, are you banking with the Healesville Community Bank?
No. What's that?
It's the Bendigo Bank branch in Healesville. It's a community-run enterprise, so a majority of profits are reinvested into Healesville and Yarra Glen Project.
Is that right?
Yeah. They sponsor heaps of stuff. The Healesville Football Club, the Boz Clubs in Healesville and Yarra Glen, No Reason for Rubbish, local scouts.
I never knew that. Maybe it's time to make the switch.
For sure. Head into the Healesville branch and ask for Keely.
Station sponsor.
Hi, I'm Sandra from Yarra Junction Library and you're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Discover The Launch, a historic haven open daily at noon. Savour pub classics, local wine, beer and kids' favourites. Live music Friday 6 p.m, Sundays 4 p.m, and open mic Mondays. Enjoy $6 schooners during Friday happy hour and daily sports on the telly. Grab your mates and head to The Launch, where we know you by name. Even pets are welcome in our backyard. Book online or call 5967 3303. Proud station sponsor, The Launching Place Home Hotel, where you belong. Make yourself at home.
Dashing through the bush in a rush.
rusty Holden ute, kicking up the dust, Esky in the boot, Kelpie by my side, singing Christmas songs. It's summertime and I am in my singlet shorts and thongs. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Christmas in Australia on a scorching summer's day. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, Christmas time is new. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a rusty Holden ute. Dodge the kangaroos, Swaggy climbs aboard. He is welcome too. All the family is there, sitting by the pool. Christmas Day, the Aussie way, by the barbecue. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Christmas in Australia on a scorching summer's day. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, Christmas time is new. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a rusty Holden ute. In the afternoon, Grandpa has a doze. The kids and Uncle Bruce are swimming in their clothes. The time comes round to go. We take a family snap, then pack the car and I'll shoot through before the washing up. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Christmas in Australia on a scorching summer's day. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, Christmas time is new. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a rusty Holden ute.
You You've all heard the story about Rudolph and his nose, but I'll tell you a Christmas tale that never has been told. Well, you may think you've heard it all, but you ain't heard nothing yet about that crazy Christmas that the North Pole can't forget. Rudolph was under the weather, he had to call in sick, so he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks. He said, Santa's really counting on me, and I hate to pass the buck. Leroy said, hey, I'm on my way, and he jumped in his pickup truck. When Leroy got to the North Pole, all the reindeer snickered and laughed. They'd never seen a deer in overalls and a John Deere tractor hat. But Santa stepped in and said, just calm down, 'cause we've all got a job to do. And like it or not, Leroy's in charge, and he's gonna be leading you. And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, hooked to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. It's just a down-home party animal, two-stepping across the sky. Over, Leroy had changed their tune. He had them scooting a hoof on every single roof by the light of a neon moon. Santa wrapped his bag with a Dixie flag. He was having the time of his life. And you could hear him call, Merry Christmas, y'all, and all of y'all a good night.
I said we'd have a little bit of fun with today with Christmas and all that sort of stuff. Starting off, we had Buckline Champ with the Aussie Jingle Bells. Then we had Barbie Girl Aqua. And we've just finished up with Leroy the Redneck Reindeer. You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 18 minutes to one. And we've got some more interviews to come up. Right through till 3 o'clock. And then, of course, Greg Carrick will be here at 3 o'clock with the Oz Indie Show.
Hi there, I'm Tali Fletcher, your dedicated mobile will solicitor and principal lawyer at Yarra Valley Legal. I believe in making your estate planning as simple and convenient as possible. That's why I come to you, right to your home, to discuss your wills and powers of attorney. Together we can craft an estate plan that fits your unique needs and gives you peace of mind. Visit yarravalleylegal.com.au or call us on 03 5929 7010. With Yarra Valley Legal, your peace of mind is our priority.
Station sponsor.
All your musical favourites, old and new, on Tommy's Takeaway.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Tommy's Takeaway, Fridays at 2 o'clock.
Tommy, Tommy.
Dr. Livingston, I presume. Tommy.
Hi, this is Sonny Jim. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Ah, the 12 days of Aussie Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, a swagman at the gate said, have a ripper Aussie Christmas, mate. On the second day of Christmas, an emu by the fence said, good on you, Cob, have a ripper Aussie Christmas, ma. On the third day of Christmas, a shearer down the shed said, how about the flies, good on you, Cob, have a ripper Aussie Christmas, mate.
Nice fork.
On the fourth day of Christmas, a goanna on a rock said, it's stinking hot, how about the flies, good on you, Cob, have a ripper Aussie Christmas, mate. On the fifth day of Christmas, Frank put up a sign, total firebird, stinking hot. How about the flies, good on your cob, have a ripper Aussie Christmas, mate.
Just take a breather here. Now I get all this here.
On the sixth day of Christmas, a dingo by the dam said, I'm flat out to Chrissy, total firebird, he's stinking hot. How about the flies, good on your cob, have a ripper Aussie Christmas, mate.
All right, start the mower.
On the seventh day of Christmas, Sue put up the lights, dropping for a chin wag, a flat out to Chrissy, total firebird, he's stinking hot. How about the flies, good on your cob, have a ripper Aussie Christmas, mate.
Chance, your moment of glory.
On the eighth day of Christmas, they called the CFA. Santa's on a fire train, dropping for a chin wag. Flat out to Chrissy. Total firebird, he's stinking hot. How about the flies, good on your cob, have a ripper Aussie Christmas, mate.
On the ninth day of Christmas, you should have heard the cheer. School's out for summer.
Is it?
Yes. Santa's on a fire truck.
Yes.
Yeah. Dropping for a chin wag. Flat out to Chrissy.
Nearly got it.
Total fireman. He's sinking hot. How about the flies? Good on your cock. Have a ripper Aussie Christmas, mate.
Pull the spark plug out and see if you can get a spark out.
On the tenth day of Christmas, you couldn't move in town. A madhouse up Main Street.
School's out for summer.
Santa's on a fire truck.
Dropping for a chin wag.
All right. Okay, when would you like?
Flat out to Chrissy.
Have a ripper Aussie Christmas, mate. On the 11th day of Christmas, they drew the raffle prize. You little beauty!
Madhouse up Main Street.
School's out for summer.
Well, Santa's on a fire truck.
Well, drop him for a tin wag.
Well, no, I'm cut out till Chrissy.
Oh, no,
hot. How about the flies, good on your cob, have a ripper Aussie Christmas, mate.
Last day of Christmas coming up, so it's a big one.
So. On the 12th day of Christmas, we'll take an early mark.
Knock off till New
Year,
you
little beauty.
Bad house up Main Street,
school's out for some
mark.
Santa's on a fire truck. Virgin wag. Flat out to Chrissy. Anyway, we're up to this bit.
Total fireman. It's stinking hot. How about the flies? Good on your con. Have a ripper Aussie Christmas.
This is Greg Carrick, station manager for Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Wishing all our listeners a Merry Christmas and a great and Happy New Year. And the best present you can give your family is to be present.
Hey,
It's December in Australia, time to remember all the family Christmas tree, native pine, lights and tinsel all entwined. Put a fairy on the top, there's Gran and Pa and Joan and Pop. The ham and turkey's organised. Won't the grandkids be surprised when Santa comes in big black boots in the back of Jacko's ute?
Oh, 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 oh.
It's December in Australia, time to remember all the family. Gather round for a photo. Hang on, Dad, where did Sam go? I've got to get everyone in the picture. Oh, here he is. Come on, Sam. Now say cheese.
Cheese.
Wait a minute, Bubbles is missing. Oh, yum, yum, pig's bum, Christmas pudding. All the ladies do the cooking. All the men are really slack, slapping each other on the back. How you been, Tangles? How was your year? Might rain tomorrow, have a cold beer. I hear young Greg is playing fullback. I guess he gets it all from you, Jack. Blah, 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 blah. Who's for a game of cricket?
Me!
Oh, it's December in Australia, time to remember all the family. Gather round for a photo. Hang on, Dad, where did Cher go? We've got to get everyone in the picture. Oh, here she is. Come on, Cher. Say cheese.
Cheese.
Wait a minute, Annie's not here. Not out, oh yes you are, Nick, it's your ball. Max, don't bowl too quick, oh Nick has run off with the bat. After him, across the flat. Come on, Cub, you've had a bowl. Give the ball to Christy. Tom Tit, Pee-wee, Brookie, sidekick. You're on my side, grab the bat quick. Now he's run off with the stump. Better give that Nick a thump. Think I'll have another beer, huh? Oh, it's December in Australia, time to remember all the family. Gather round for a photo. Hang on, Dad, where did Amy go? We've got to get everyone in the picture. Oh, here she is. Come on, Amy. Everybody now say cheese.
Cheese!
Oh, wait a minute, Hetty's not here. He's gonna get a feed today free when the campers leave the lake. Bits of chook and chocolate cake. It's Christmas time for him as well. So here's big long belly swell. Oh, it's December in Australia. Trying to remember all the family. Gather round for a photo. Hang on, Dad. Where did Fox go? Gotta get everyone in the picture. Oh, here she is. Come on now, Fox. Everybody say cheese.
Yeah.
There now. Got it. Oh, it's December in Australia.
That was John Williamson and the Christmas photo. And we started off with Bucko and Champ and the 12 Days of Christmas. Quite a funny rendition. You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, where it's 9 minutes to one. And, of course, at 1 o'clock we'll have the 1 o'clock news, and then we'll get back into, I think we've got three interviews in the next hour, so we'll be pushing them along. We're just going to hear Bucko and Champ again with Come On, It's an Aussie Christmas, and then Taylor Swift and Santa Baby.
A tough time doesn't excuse abusive behaviour at home. Even in crisis, there's no place for domestic or family violence. If you, your family or community is affected, help is available online and by phone 24/7. For free, confidential advice, support and counselling for everyone, contact 1-800-RESPECT. There's no place for domestic or family violence. Help is here. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Come on, it's an Aussie Christmas, from Boy Up Brook to Streaky Bay. Come on, it's an Aussie Christmas, roll on Aussie Christmas Day. Come on, it's an Aussie Christmas, grab the relish, call your mates, and have yourselves a ripper little Aussie Christmas Day. It's called a meat from Ronnie Kissel's, a ham from Poppy's Delico.
Get a bag of pre-cut coleslaw, hit the drive-thru bottle low. Top the tank of Barbie gas up, a monster bag of salted chips. Get a box of Daggy bonbons, a good French onion dip. Come on, it's an Aussie Christmas, from Boy Up Brook to Streaky Bay. Come on, it's an Aussie Christmas, roll on Aussie Christmas Day. Come on, it's an Aussie Christmas, grab the rallies, call your mates, and have yourselves a ripper little Aussie Christmas Day. Trim the lawn and do the edges, get the doggy an extra bone. Whack a top between the gum trees, speakers on the patio. Bags of ice from Jono's garage, scattered chairs around the yard. Grab the neighbors, crack the high five, knuckle down and party hard. Come on, it's an Aussie Christmas, from Boy Up Brook to Streaky Bay. Come on, it's an Aussie Christmas, roll on Aussie Christmas Day. Come on, it's an Aussie Christmas, grab the rallies, call your mates, and have yourselves a ripper. Across the nation, Aussie Christmas Day.
Wish and a wonderful new year from the team at Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
In foster care because of abuse and neglect earlier in my life. Now I'm studying a double degree and working in my field. People in foster care often face stigma about being in care, a life they didn't choose to live. Stop the stigma. Don't punish us by treating us differently for something that we didn't choose.
Help snap that stigma. Head to create.org.au/snapthatstigma. Brought to you by Create Foundation. the peak body for children and young people in out-of-home care.
Everyone listens to radio, especially Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
That's what I like to know.